Good week day, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a radio program about the folks who head outside and get it done each and every day, regardless of the conditions. That, of course, is our state's ranchers and farmers, brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. Before we delve into the topic for the day, I want to remind you that in just 1 month, the South Dakota Corn Growers Association and Farm Credit Services of America will be bringing the always popular Growing On program to this region. For complete details and to register, simply go to sdcorn.org or call the office, 334-0100. It's going to be a long time before our good West River friends who live on the land and make their living in the cow-calf business forget the first weekend of October. I would add it should be a long time before any of us forget that weekend and those who were hit so badly by that winter storm. You've already heard about, or for that matter, maybe even know personally, one or two or five ranch families who lost cows and calves, and in many cases, large numbers. By the way, for those listeners who may not understand the cow-calf business, those producers are amongst the very best in the business. Those cows are the reason they do, in fact, go outside every morning and stay out until the work is done. The reason is simple. Those cows are their very livelihood. Just as importantly, however, and this is not an exaggeration, those cows are part of their family. That's why the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, along with many other organizations, has made the decision to donate $10,000 to the South Dakota Rancher Relief Fund, which was established by the Black Hills Community Foundation in conjunction with the South Dakota Stock Growers, South Dakota Cattlemen's, and the South Dakota Sheep Growers. It's also those folks who will administer the dollars so we can feel totally comfortable that the money raised will actually help those most in need. Should you want more information or like to help out, you just go to www.giveblackhills.org. Again, that's giveblackhills.org. Oh, when you stick your check in the mail, maybe say a quiet little prayer. I'll guarantee you those folks who got hit so badly would do the same for any of us. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be extra careful and thanks for what you do.